Bonsoir, Nathalie Caroline Faustin, jeudi lundi 29 avril. Jeudi à nous gain deux invités ensemble avec nous qui pral ban nous bon genre information sur activité qui pral entrer dans communauté pour mois de mai. Nous gain Ragston Paul qui était là déjà en fois avec nous. Jeudi à li gain un invité spécial qu'on a pile dans nous pral très content pour nous entendre Mecca Asgrimo et moi souhaiter nous rester branchés pour nous entendre qui activité deux jeunes garçons ça dans communauté a porté pour nous. Avant que nous allions dans l'annonce, moi voulais porter attention nous sur deux poèmes communauté a été écrit pour te répondre avec un appel WLRN fait pour connecter communauté a avec nouvelle qui sorti sur WLRN sujet au débat communauté a pour te écrit deux trois lignes poèmes pour être capable lire sur station radio a et thème pour moi avril là c'était That's So Miami c'est un projet poème communauté a écrit et gain deux poèmes madame Hélène Chen qui c'est producer pour nouvelle sous Miami Herald avec WLRN deux poèmes yo yon c'est Mr. Sheffern Howard de Miami qui écrit poème ça et poème nan li That's So Miami. The lull of French voices on nighttime NPR, the sound of poetry of their music, like soft breeze waves onto beaches. I dream of the stories they tell. And then I am told it is the Miami-Dade County Public Schools speaking in Creole. Still I pretend I listen for the purrs of the poems I first imagine. Stephen Schoffer from Miami. Lord poem na Wayne Rogers from Wilton Manors. Poem na li. Ki jan ou ye? Ki jan ou ye? Ki jan ou ye? Ma boule. Sinuous turban heads. Rocking, balancing, and silky noontime heat. Miami songs. Miami chants. Que tal sio? Que va sio? Domino clicking of Cubans' voices, rafting in sugar coffee-scented air. Miami songs, Miami chants. Zoop brush, Yuma brush. Open conversation on rusty metal chairs. Shaded tree breezes and summer freedom. Miami songs, Miami chants. Chehuntamo. Rich men's dreams at spinning neon slots and a fire red Miccosukee sunset. Miami songs, Miami chants. Miami songs, Miami chants. Songs of exile, songs of home. That's so Miami. Wayne Rogers from Wilton Manors. C'est dommage, activité ça a fini pour mois d'avril là, mais nous still gagne demain si Dieu veut, si nous t'avle voyer l'autre poème by WLRN, c'est Hélène Chain qui a recevoir yo, numéro téléphone c'est 305 376 34 26. Annonce pour jeudi là. Système l'école l'État Miami-Dade County qui a fait deux activités pour capable plus bien informer communauté à sur l'argent bond que nous t'ai voté pour lui tout dernièrement dans élection qui t'est faite dans Miami-Dade County et ont fait un appel sous ligne téléphone pour t'inviter communauté à pour venir participer dans réunion comment yo pral commencer premier projet yo sous de l'agent bande que nous t'ai approuvé à et première réunion pour le fait dans l'école Hialeah Miami Lakes Senior High School adresse là c'est 79 77 West 12e Avenue réunion a fait mardi qui a 30 avril de 6h du soir pour 7h30 du soir. C'est superintendant système l'école l'état Miami-Dade County qui a relé nous pour venir participer dans un dialogue pour discuter comment l'agent pour bonds système l'école là capable développer technologie à jour dans l'école l'état Miami-Dade County et c'est comme ça tout et système l'école l'état Miami-Dade County a proposé même réunion pour le faire dans mercredi qui a 1er mai à 6h du soir pour 7h30 du soir dans l'école Félix Varela Senior High School. Adresse là c'est 152 55 Southwest 96 Street. Encore c'est pour parler comment yo pral mettre l'argent pour bon que nous accepté à comment distribuer pour utiliser l'argent ça pour mettre technologie à jour dans l'école dans toute l'école l'état Miami-Dade County. Si nous avons besoin plus d'informations sur réunion ça yo qui pour le fait là nous capable reler 305 995 1265 305-995-1265 et horaire nous gagne konya c'est pour deux l'école sa yo dans l'école Hialeah Miami Lake Senior High School. Adresse là c'est 79-77 West 12e Avenue 1er mai dans l'école Félix Varela Senior High School qui localisé dans 15255 Southwest 96 Street de 6h du soir pour 7h30 du soir. Rete branché.
Moi joine travail, c'est vrai, l'en point bras pour me travail. L'homme rete me songer pays moi, yon seul douleur, chita souke moi. Doule sa vin pou l'tuyem, si mwen pa tourne la kay, mwen via la kay mwen. Mwen via la kay mwen, wow, 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 ma prale la kay mwen.
Good afternoon. Today we have two special guests. One is Mr. Ragason Paul. He works with Hamaitian in Miami, and he's here to tell us about some activities that's going to happen in the Haitian community. And also, too, we have a famous artist. His name is Mecca, also known as Grimaud in the Haitian community. And they are here because we're going to have some special activities during the month of May. And they are here to tell us and give us a little sample of what we should expect for the month of May. Mr. Ragason, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get Mecca, and then we'll go into the activities.
Fantastic. As you said, my name is Ragason Paul, and I work with FAM Haitien de Miami as the Youth Development Director. I've been there for approximately a year. I've been doing youth work for the last 20 years in Washington, D.C.,
Thank you. Mr. Mecca, I would like for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, Ben. I know you've been doing a lot of histories about the Haitian history, but now it's about your history.
Right, right. Well, our history, you know. my name is Mecca, a.k.a. Grimaud, when seeing my slang. I'm a hip-hop artist, spoken word artist, actor. I use my art form to promote education in the community and throughout the world. And that's why I'm involved with this that we're going to talk about.
So tell me, Ragason, I know that last year you and I had an extensive interview about some activities that were happening at North Miami and also too at FAM. So what's up?
Well, this year we have a good lineup of events taking place for Haitian Heritage Month, starting off with the opening reception at the Port of Miami. Then on the 4th of this coming Saturday, the Zaka Fest with Little Haiti Cultural Center, then to a litany of other different events. But what I really like to focus in on are two key ones, the Taste of Haiti, which will be taking place on the 11th on Saturday, and the second annual Haitian Heritage Month History Bee and Young Artist Challenge.
Is the History Bee still going to be with North Miami students?
No, the History Bee is open to all elementary, middle, and high school students throughout Dade County, and they still have an opportunity to register to this day, actually until this coming the 10th. Mm-hmm. And to do so, they would have to get in contact with me, or their school would have to get in contact with me at 305 756-8050, extension 107, or at my email, which is rpaul@fanm.org.
Thank you. Mecca, we're going to do like mixture of Creole and English right now. So, I don't dérape. How are you involved with the activities that are coming during the month of May in the Haitian community?
Well, I was blessed to be a part of the first one that took place last year. Mm-hmm. So, année dernière, c'était un premier spectacle qui était passé pour Haitian History BIA. Et je crois que c'est un bon travail que Ragistan a fait avec the FUM organization, also with Marlene Bastien, that, you know, we promote in, n'a fait promotion culture haïtien, mm-hmm. parce que un peu le monde, yo dit yo connaît, but yo vraiment yo pas connaît. And so, in the school system, I think at the ground level, the elementary level, avec Timounio, avec the middle school, the high school, on all levels, really, I think it's très important que nous faisons promotion culture ça, because it's not just something in the Haitian community that we need to know. This is our history, is world history. You know, not only Black history, but world history. Mm-hmm. And so the format, and we make it very fun for the kids to learn our culture. So a lot of times the kids think that education is boring, or maybe the way that they learn or the format. So nous faisons jouer comme si, like, you know, intéressant, so that kids can want to learn, mm-hmm. and want to participate in this. So I'll be hosting some women people, you know, master of ceremony, as you would say, for the event for the second year in a row now. I feel very honored to be a part of this, because for somebody that takes part in promoting our Haitian culture and to be hosting such an event, and I work with kids, it's a perfect fit.
It is definitely a perfect fit, and also to the fact that you are very young yourself, and then for the young kids to identify with you and the message that you are promoting about Haitian history, and they are learning, I think it's absolutely wonderful. As I said to you before, I had the opportunity to witness, to be in the audience of you presenting, and I was very, very proud and learned a lot.
All right.
I learned a lot.
That's important.
And I enjoyed it, and I'm sure our kids, they're going to enjoy it as well. And those who have seen your act, I'm sure they identified with you very well. So tell me about that event that you are going to host. When is it going to happen? And how are the students going to be involved in that?
Haitian Flag Day. It's a day that we can't forget. Fête du drapeau on le 18 mai, May 18th. It's a Saturday, 10 o'clock. Right now, we don't know exactly how many schools are participating, because we're still getting information. Last year, there were 16 schools that participated. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for a bigger number this year. We mm-hmm. want all the schools to get involved. If you're listening to this right now and you have a child that goes to a school, whether it's on an elementary, middle, or high school level, make sure that they get in contact with their school, or they contact Mr. Ragistan, again, at 305-756-8030, extension 107, and make sure that you enlist with him so that we can make sure that your school is represented at this Haitian History B, where we're going to, basically, it's set up like a family feud type, you know, like a game show type thing, where there's a buzzer, and whatever team hits the buzzer first and can answer that Haitian history fact correctly, mm-hmm. you know, we may ask a question, who sold the Haitian flag? They hit the buzzer, and mm-hmm. somebody's supposed to tell me Catherine mm-hmm. Flon. So we got to have the right answer. And so I think this is a good way of promoting our culture and our history, our legacy on TV. If we don't promote our own culture, nobody else is going to do it for us. Mm-hmm. You know, chacun nous garde télévision, ap garde Haïti, ap yo montre nous, you know.
Sac pilège.
Of course, mm-hmm. connaît que Haïti belle. And a lot of the kids, psychologically, they grow up with that. Then they go into denial. Then a lot of other things happen from there. That's self-esteem, pride, confidence. Tout bail que nous besoin, even to learn, mm-hmm. even to stay in the school system and continue education. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like this is something beautiful that we hope can go on for years, and I can pass the torch, and it can just blossom into something very big. Maybe we can stream it next year.
Ragison, where is this activity going to take place, the Spelling Bee especially, since we have many of our students will participate? Will it be free?
Yes.
And are parents invited?
The entire community is invited. It's going to be free, and it will be held on May 18th, Haitian Flag Day, at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. The address is 212 Northeast 59th Terrace. Once again, 212 Northeast 59th Terrace.
Time?
The time will be 10 a.m. to approximately 2 p.m.
Would that be a field trip for the students, or how are they getting there?
For the schools who are participating, it's a field trip. For those who want to attend, it's just open to the community and they can attend. There should be other activities going on as well, because as I mentioned, we have the Haitian Heritage Month History Bee, but at the same time, we will be actually doing the final judging for the Legacy Young Artist Challenge that goes right along with the History Bee that allows our elementary, middle, and high school students to express themselves culturally and being judged on their Haitian history and their Haitian artistic talents.
Yes. Well, Grimaud, you are going to host the activity, and you say you're also going to do some acting. Can you give me a little sample of your work right now, or are you prepared to do so?
Always prepared.
Okay.
Somebody that's a wordsmith has to always be prepared. Way, make way, Haitian buffalo soldier. Led by Dessalines, the greatest army on the scene. In 1803, we defeated the French. Then in 1804, we declared our independence. It was a year of remembrance. We said it in less than a sentence. L'Union fait la force. Soldiers who put their lives on the line at all costs. 200 years later, nap bataille toujours. Papa Mac, ma mama promet nous ma bati un kai pour nous. Nap tourne Haïti parce que gen plusieurs belles villes. M'baka comprendre qui j'en bel pays qu'on sa pas prend fil. Haïti chéri.
Merci, Haïti chéri. Moi, souhaite nous tous qui aptent le programme, nan, nous tendez invitation yo et simplement le fait que nous gagnons un jeune qui pral participer, qui pral remettre jeune nou yo histoire Haïti dans langue jeune nou yo. Parce que nous connaissons plus fort majorité haïtien, ti haïtien, ti haïtienne. Dans la communauté, yo parle anglais, yo mette mot créole, yo la dani, yap communiqué, et konye la, yo jwenn un artiste qui ka mette l pou yo en façon, pou yo apprécier li et apprendre de li. C'est une opportunité pour nous même, pour nous, si petit nous pas participer directement dans l'école li. Bon, moi même ta di, c'est une activité nous capable reconnaître comme une activité spéciale si nous ta vle prendre journée pour nous aller avec petit nous. Donc, fait principal l'école. Kol la konnen, nou ap deplase avèk ti moun nan. Mem jan ke se nou ta gen randevou doktor, mem jan ke se nou ta gen pou nou ale yon lòt kote avèk ti moun nan. E pi nou menen l'aktivite sa pou yo kapab identifye avèk kultu la, identifye avèk jen ayisyen kap fè bel bagay nan kominote ya. E tou pou yo ka jen an form de a, koman yo kapab etudye e retenu sa yo apren nan. Et remettre les li nécessaires pour faire même gens avec Meka qui pas préparé pour venir réciter rien pour nous mais simplement moi dit ben mon petit échantillon et il fait ça la même et nous pas oublier tout pour me dire Ragason is also Haitian descent right Ragason
correct
yes so the last time you were here we spoke a little Creole I know today is just like okay they two gonna do better than me so I'm not gonna go there but nevertheless it just shows us that our culture our people our language it's there
definitely
it's, yeah and use it let me tell you to me it's extremely important because I could say 95% of my day my job is in Creole so I enjoy it and I love it I love the fact that I'm able to speak another language and I could communicate with people who need for me to speak with them in Creole so it is a beautiful gift so we are trying to promote that and May 18th help us do that very well I actually the whole month of May
Definitely.
Is Haitian Heritage Month and I would recommend that you get in touch with Commissioner Jean Monestim, who has a calendar that came out. It's called Haiti, Beautiful History, Legacy, and Heritage. And for the month of May 2013, and it has various activities scheduled in order for whoever's interested of learning more about the Haitian culture or participate. We have soccer game going on. We have Madame Gugu's soccer final, the best of the best contest. We have Commissioner Monestim and Halia Heritage Cultural Month on May 30th, which is a closing reception. And let's look for May 18th. May 18th, you have Haitian History Be Young Artists Challenge in Little Haiti Cultural Center, which is located at 212 Northeast 59th Terrace. The activities start at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, the phone number, if you want to get in touch with Mr. Ragason, Paul Ragason, and his number is 305-960-2969. This is going to be a special day for us due to the fact that we are going to have Mecca as Grimo. You just heard him, so you know his specialties. They have Compa Festival at Bayfront Park. Let me tell you, this calendar is full. I cannot say everything that's in the calendar because it will take all night. But definitely check out the calendar and make sure that you attend the activity that interests you the most. Ragason, please, again, give me your number and highlight one of the activities.
Once again, my name is Ragason Paul with Femme Haitienne. My telephone number is 305-756-8050, extension 107. And as I mentioned, the second annual Haitian Heritage Month History Bee and the Legacy Young Artist Challenge is a key program for the youth. As everything goes on for the month of May, we wanted to make sure that the youth had something that they could actually aspire to and something that they could be excited about. If I may, I'm going to share with you the definition, because after Mecca's piece, it really speaks to the necessity to understand history and what history, a true application, a true definition of history should be. History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells a people where they have been, what they have been, where they are, and what they are. Most importantly, history tells the people where they still must go, what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child. Dr. John Henry Clark.
Thank you very much. And I forgot about this. Last time he did just the same beautiful quote that he shared with us, and I appreciate that. And we will not forget that May 26th is Mother's Day. So Haitian Mother's Day, because the American Mother's Day, we always tell a little joke about that. It says Haitian mothers get an opportunity to have two Mother's Days, which is great because I'm a mother. It's wonderful. Mother's Day on the 12th in Miami and all over the world. But in Little Haiti, we'll have another Mother's Day in Mecca.
Yes, yes.
I would like to know, is there any other place that we can catch your act during the month of May?
Yes, on the 1st, I'll be with Commissioner Jomini Steem's office at the opening reception at the Port of Miami. That's at 6 o'clock. I'll be hosting that event. On the 17th, I'll be at the Stephen P. Clark Building. On the 7th, we'll be receiving a resolution to make the third week of May Haitian Flag Week. And that's something that we'll take all the resolutions and proclamations we can get.
Definitely.
And, and then on the 17th, that's when we'll be having the Haitian Flag Day celebration for all the dignitaries and, everybody around that might be around the government center or even the community. And on the 18th, I'm with Mr. Paul at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. And right now, a couple of things are being defined. So I'm at a lot of schools. I always do the schools and go there. The principals always invite me because they know that my act, education-based. Mm-hmm. And I'm always promoting the culture and the education and the history. And I do it in such a way where it's still cool, but you're learning at the same time. Et si mwen ka di mwen lot bagay ke si se Ayisyen k ap tande nou kounya, m konnen program lan li komanse a 10h, so but nap di moun yo 9h.
OK, vin à l'heure. Exactement. We will not forget to mention, too, in Little Haiti, the third Friday of the month, the Haitian Cultural Center always have a fantastic activity going on the third Friday of the month. Always put that in your calendar. Go to Little Haiti Cultural Center, which is 212 Northeast 59th. Terrace. Usually, the activity usually starts at 6 p.m. and it would last until 10 p.m., 9-ish, 10 p.m., but definitely is a great time to take your children, your family. One of the things that I always remind the community, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you don't go, before you know it, they stop doing it because they say there's not much of an interest. Last word, both of you. Ragason first.
Haitian history,
Okay.
The youth is the future. To make sure that, you know, we reach our goal, which is so to know yourself and know your culture and your legacy.
And my last word is, it's a pleasure to have both of you young men in the Haitian community doing great things. And I love to hear from you. And I'm inviting you back.
Fantastic.
And Ragason knows that he has open invitation, okay? And so you make it would be my pleasure to have open invitation for you too. So again, you two, you make me proud. And with the work that both of you are doing, our whole community will be in a better place, especially our youngsters. Thank you.
C'est là qu'on peut vous aujourd'hui. C'est tout. Merci. Bye-bye.
Pablié, numéro radio l'école, c'est 995-21-92. Relais pour nous bailler idée, ça nous t'avlé connaît. Laisse ça, n'a pas plus satisfaction. Merci. À la prochaine.